So first of all, I like to welcome all of you this morning here in beautiful Lalita Vishakha Shishi Radha Vyas Ras Bihari Temple. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai. Prabhupada is sitting here. So today is the appearance day of our wonderful beloved Acharya Srila Lotandas Thakur. Srila Lotandas Thakur Maharaj ki. Dear devotees, it is mentioned that we should associate with pure devotees for our spiritual advancement, for our purification. Then the question arises, it's very difficult to find the pure devotees. How we can find pure devotees? The answer is that those pure devotees were in the past, we should discuss their past times. This way, we are associating with them. It's as good as associating with them. Lord Gauranga, the most merciful personality of Godhead, was very kind to the fallen souls. He said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. All the scriptures of the world saying, associate with the saintly person. Associate with the saintly person. Three times. Associate. And even a little association with the saintly persons can save us from the greatest danger. Actually, we can attain all perfections in our life by the association of saintly person. So Srila Lotandas Thakur is our great, wonderful Acharya. A Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, let us today associate with him. Pray for his mercy so that we can cross this ocean of nations and return to our real home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Srila Lotandas Thakur has written so many beautiful songs, not one, two, so many. One of his beautiful songs is Param Karuna Paho Dui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra Param Dui Jana Nitai Gaur Sabayavatar Sarasi Romani Sabai. Bolo. Kevalaya Ananda Kanda. Bhajo Bhajo Bhai. Chaitanya Nitai Bhajo. Sudarina Vishwas Kori Vishaya Chariya Sairas Madhya Vish Vishaya मुखे बोलो हरि हरि। देखो ओरे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई, देखो ओरे ए मन दयालु दाता, पशु पक्षी जूरे पाषण बिदरे, पशु पक्षी सुनी जरा गुण गाथा, संसारे माज रोइलिया पोरिया, से पदे नाही लो आसा, अपना करम भूंजिया सामन, कहे लोचन दास परम करुणा पाहु दुई जना, परम निताए गौर चंद्रा, सब आवता सार शिरोमणि, सब केवल आनंद कंदा, जय गौरानीता गौरानीता गौरानीता, जय गौरानीता, हरि बोल। जय निमाइनीता निमाइनीता निमाइनीता, जय निमाइनीता, नित्य कहर हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, बोलो जय जय प्रभुपा 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 माई प्रभुपा, जय श्री लोचनदास ठाकुर महाराज की। डियर डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, यंग एंड ओल्ड, देयर इज अ ग्रेट लेसन टू लर्न इन दिस सॉन्ग। व्हाट इज दैट लेसन? नाउ वी आर कमिंग टू दैट पॉइंट। फर्स्ट इज सेइंग श्री लोचनदास ठाकुर, परम करुणा पाहु दुई जना निताय गौर चंद्रा। Pahu means God in Bengali language. These two gods, Nitai Gaur Chandra, they are extremely merciful, very merciful. Sab avatar sare shiromani keval anand kand. So many incarnations, Krishna appeared himself. Krishna is not incarnation, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He also appeared. Lord Ram, his incarnation. Lord Balram, so many incarnations. They put the condition. But when this Nitai Gaur Chandra appeared, they didn't put any condition. What they did? Papi tapi yato chila harinam udhari lo. Doesn't matter how fallen one may be, how low birth one may have, they bestowed their mercy upon them. They gave, Gaundita gave them the Harinam, the holy name. And their way of self-realization was very joyful, very simple. Once one of our godbrothers asked this question to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what do you want us to do? Prabhupada replied, I want you to chant Hare Krishna and dance and take prasadam. So beautiful. Their way of self-realization of Gaur Nitai, so simple, so sweet, so wonderful. That's why Srila Lochandas Thakur is saying, they are the essence of all incarnations. Sab avatar sar sirumani, keval ananda kanda. Then he is saying, bhajo bhajo bhai chetanya nitai, sudrid vishwaskari. My dear brothers, worship these two gods, two brothers, Chaitanya and Nitai, with firm faith and conviction. Don't think that you won't achieve your desired goal. The goal is, what is the goal of life? Who can tell? Who knows the goal of life? This is the goal of life. Krishna Prem. If you can have the mercy of Gaur Nitai, why their mercy? Definitely you can have Krishna Prem. Pure devotee is assuring us, Sudrid Vishwaskari. Then, to the purport of this song, Srila Prabhupada is saying, what is the condition, how we can have the mercy of these two gods? Who can tell? Who give me the answer? Raise your hand. How we can have the mercy of Chaitanya and Nitai? What is the condition that we can have their mercy? Simple. Only two persons were able to answer. Shriman Devkinandan Das Adhikari, who was before Brahmachari. You were there, but you were not Brahmachari? I saw you as a Brahmachari. Now soon he will become Gaurvanchari. Another Brahmachari, he answered. So only condition is no more sense gratification. Vishaya Chadiya. Saira Samaji Yamukhe Bolo Hari Hari. One must give up his engagement to sense gratification. Then chant Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Louder, louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. If my mind is still attracted to sense gratification, then I should forget about Krishna Prem. That's why the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Shikshashtakavadi said, Na dhanam, na janam, sundarim, Kavitamba Jagadish Kame Mam Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahai Tuki Tway. If I want Krishna Prem, then I must remember these words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is saying? Nadhanam. I don't want money. Everybody is after money. Is that right? Money, money, money. Money is honey. No. I said, no money. Prabhupada used to say, that everybody is after money. You know, husband has come, he got the salary. No, wife is asking, give me the money. And he is saying, okay, give me a cup of tea and I will give you the money. Have you spent any money anywhere? He is saying, no, I didn't. give me. So he is attached to the money. He is hiding his pocket. Then she put her hand in the pocket, take everything. And now he smiles, he laughs. See, she loves me so much, she has taken all my money. Prabhupada says, if somebody else takes, he's a thief. But if wife has taken, she loves him so much. So we are all after money. Lord Gauranga said, Na dhanam, I don't want money. Then, another big problem. Janam, disciples. I want so many disciples. Why? So that they run around me here and there and I enjoy so many disciples around me. Very dangerous. If I cannot deliver my disciple, I should not become the guru. Shastra, scripture says. There is one guru in India. Big number of people listen to him. Sometimes 50,000, 100,000. Suppose 50,000 people are sitting. He says, how many of you want to become my disciples? Out of 50,000, 15,000 raised their hands. He looked all of them. Now I have initiated you by looking at you, you know. You're all my disciples. It's all nonsense. Lord is saying, no, Janam, no disciples. You know that where is the biggest problem? Sundarim, woman. Woman is the biggest problem. If she is a devotee, she is a worshipable. But if she is not a devotee, Dinki Dakani Ratki Bhagani Palak Palak Lahu Chuse. Prabhupada has quoted this. Daytime, she is a Dakani. Nighttime, she is a tigress. And every step, she is sucking the blood of a man. Lord is saying, no Sundarim, no woman. I don't want beautiful woman. Then, Kavitam, I don't want to become a big poet also, not big orator. Many can become big orator, you know. They preach, but they don't practice. If I'm saying something, if I'm not following, I'm cheating. Not you, I'm cheating myself. Lord Chaitanya, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikhai. By his own action, he taught others. He took sannyas. Who can be like him? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one set of clothing after taking sannyas. Well, Lord Nityananda brought him to Shantipur and he said, this is the Yamuna Ganga. Lord Nityananda says, Yamuna, so he jumped. And Advaita Acharya has come. And Advaita Acharya started crying. He saw that he has no other set of clothes to change. This is the real sannyas. We are far away from that sannyas, the Supreme Lord. So Lord saying, I don't want to be a big poet. I don't want to be a big orator. But I want mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti ahait kitvaya. Oh, Almighty Lord, life after life, I want your bhakti, devotion. Which kind of bhakti? Causeless. No cause. Then only we will attain Krishna Prem, not otherwise. We should not think that Krishna Prem is so cheap. I am doing little service. I have a big list of my desires. I want this, I want that, so many things. Lord Gauranga is born. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam. Only pure devotional service. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Savai pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation. I don't want anything. That is the pure devotion. That is the gift of Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. And I have a wonderful opportunity to perfect my life. As Srila Lotandas Thakur is saying. So only condition is, devotees, Vishaya Chariya. It's not that, you know, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in Mana Shiksha is writing, my dear mind, you have given up sense gratification, but have you given up false ego and false prestige? Very difficult to give up. Very difficult. Prakashanand Saraswati, he was free from, he was not attracted to any woman, but he was not able to give up false ego and false prestige. He was very puffed up, very proud of his position. I have 10,000 disciples. Lord Gauranga, with his humility, he killed his ego. Lord sat in a filthy place and very humble. When Lord came, the Supreme Personality of Godhead teaching us, he paid his obeisance to all the 10,000 Mayabadis and Prakashananda. See? Apni Achari Prabhu Jivare Shikai. Srila Lochandas Thakur is saying, only condition to have the mercy of these two gods, Gaur Nitai, is we must give up our engagement to sense gratification. Lust for women, lust for followers, lust for name, lust for fame, lust for money, lust for anything of this material world is condemned by Lord Chaitanya and his sincere followers. Lochandas Thakur is also saying, Vishaya Chhadiya, Sira Samajiya, Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Then he is again assuring, he is saying, Dekho Ore Bhai Tribhuvane Nai. My dear brothers, seen all over the three worlds, Emana Dayalu Data, nobody is more merciful than these two gods. See the mercy there, Gaur Nitai and Jagai Madai, such a beautiful pastime. Jagai Madai was delivered by Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, most wretched and fallen souls. Then, what is the evidence of their mercy? Pashu Pakhi Yure Pashan Vidare Shuni Jara Gunagata. My Lord was passing through the forest of Jharikhand in Bihar, and he's always in the mood of Radhanani, chanting, dancing. So beautiful, strong vibration Lord spread in the forest, and the animals of the jungle started dancing and chanting. Animals, birds, snakes, all sorts of creature started chanting and dancing. This is the mercy of Lord Gauranga. This is the lesson to learn. First lesson, please keep in mind, no more sense gratification. My mind is always attracted towards sense gratification. I want to enjoy my senses, but no more sense gratification. Second lesson is coming now. Then he is saying, Srila Lotandas Thakur, Samsare majiya rohiliya poriya seipade nahi lo as apana karam bhunjiya saman kahe Lochanadas. Srila Lotandas Thakur is saying, what can I say? I am not attracted to the movement of Lord Chaitanya, this Hare Krishna movement of Lord Gauranga. Whom to accuse? I am very expert at accusing others. But pure devotees, you know what he is saying? He is saying, whom to be accused? This is my karma. The superintendent of death, Yamaraj, is not letting me to be attracted towards this Hare Krishna movement of Lord Gauranga. This is the second lesson to learn. Devotees are humble. They don't accuse anyone. Even they are on the transcendental plane, they think we are very fallen. See what he is saying? Is it my karma? Samsare majiya rohiliya poriya saipade nahi lo as apna karma bhunjiya saman kahe lochandas. This is the second lesson. In conditioned state, I accuse others. This person has done this to me, that person has done that to me. But actually I don't understand. My biggest enemy is this stupid mind who is sitting in me. He is misguiding me all the time. But I am very expert accusing others. This is my misfortune. So this is the lesson to learn from Srila Lotandas Thakur. Srila Lotandas Thakur Maharaj ki. Now let's have a glimpse of his beautiful pastime. Srila Lochandas Thakur was a disciple of Sri Narhari Sarkar, a great Vaishnava, a dearest associate of Lord Gaur Rai. Narhari Sarkar was very dear to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was his disciple. My hope of hopes is to be near the lotus feet of Sri Narottam Das Thakur and serve him with my very life. The cherished desire of the fallen Lotandas is to be allowed by Narhari's grace to sing the glories of Lord Gauranga. My Lord is Sri Narhari Sarkar. Another lesson to learn. He is calling his Gurudev, his Lord, actually. One should have that much respect for the Gurudev. I remember 77 here in these quarters, when Srila Prabhupada came from Mayapur. So out of his countless mercy, he gave me the opportunity to be his servant. So I felt like crying before Srila Prabhupada. And I was able to do this. Though my heart is like a stone, I said, Prabhupada, I am a dog of your house. So Prabhupada looked at me. He said, disciples should always think like this. Then he told me the pastime of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Vaishnava Thakur, Ami Tomara Kukur. Prabhupada very nicely explained. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, I am a dog of your house. What I will do? What service I will do? I will stay at your doorstep and I won't let anybody come in your house. But I won't stop the devotees. If devotees will come, I won't stop them. Then Prabhupada explained me this. Wonderful. So, Srila Lochandas Thakur is saying, Narhari Sarkar is my Lord. Actually, we can only come close to the Lord by the mercy of our Lord Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. This is another lesson to learn from the pastime of Srila Lochandas Thakur. Why we discuss the pastimes of these pure devotees? Because only by their actions, what they were doing, how they were acting, what they were speaking, we can learn the lesson. We can bring those things to our day-to-day life, and this way we will make progress on the path of devotion. I am progressing towards the death. I am dying every day. But I am not making any progress on the path of devotion. So by the mercy of these acharyas, we can make the advancement. And the point is, we should be stick to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. He is our Lord and Master. Because he gave this Krishna consciousness to us. You know. Such a wonderful Vaishnava. Such a great Acharya. It's very rare. He is saying, Srila Lotanas Thakur, the cherished desire of the fallen Lotandas, pure devotee is saying fallen. I am fallen, but I don't like to accept that I am fallen. I like to think I am a great devotee. I am very advanced. This is my problem. But the problem of Lotandas Thakur is, he is the advanced pure devotee. He is saying I am very fallen. It's not the problem. This is actually effect of Mother Bhakti. Anyone who is blessed by Mother Bhakti, he becomes very humble. Very humble. He's saying, fallen Lotandas is to be allowed by Narhari Sarkar's grace to sing the glories of Lord Gauranga. If pure devotee bless us, then only we can come to the lotus feet of Gaurhari and Nityananda Prabhu. Not without their grace. We need the mercy of devotees. This is another great lesson to learn. He said, if my Lord will bless me, and if he allow me, Narhari Sarkar's grace, to sing the glories of Lord Gauranga. My Lord is Sri Narhari Sarkar Thakur. I am his servant. Bowing before him, I beg for his service. This is my only aspiration. This is from Chaitanya Mangala by Lotandas Thakur. Only aspiration is to have the service of his Gurudev. I beg for his service. Only service can purify our consciousness. My polluted, dirty consciousness can only be purified by rendering service to the pure devotees. As it is said by Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Shuddh Bhagat Charan Renu Bhajan Anukula Bhakt Seva Param Siddhi Premalati Karamula. We can discharge pure devotional service, favorable devotional service, if we can have the dust of pure devotees' lotus feet. I remember when here me and Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was the secretary, I was a fallen servant of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was taking rest. Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and put his head to the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and I was watching. Prabhupada was sleeping, taking rest. So then I imitated him. I also went and put my head near the lotus feet of Prabhupada. But then he woke up. He said, what are you doing? You know. So if we can have the dust of pure devotees, lotus feet, then our life is successful. Otherwise, the life is greatest failure. What is a failure? If we cannot return back home, back to Godhead, so many problems and difficulties are waiting for us. We have no idea. Because I am a conditioned soul lost in this material world, always thinking to gratify my senses. So this sense gratification has driven me crazy. I cannot think properly. How much trouble is there in the hell. By Prabhupada's mercy, I found one book, Parlok aur Punarjanm ki Satya Ghatnaye. This book is published by Gita Press, Gorakhpur. true stories. Sambar in previous life, they were in the hell, they were born, they're telling, I was in the hell, this is what I saw. One soul in the Muslim body, he saw the Yamraj, he is explaining as it is explained in our Shastra. It's not that Yamraj is different for Muslims and different for Hindus. He is explaining the Chitragupt, punishment, everything. This book is really, you know, eye-opener. Why I am after sinful activities? Because I have forgotten that if I won't behave myself, then I will go to hell. I have forgotten that. So, pure devotees are reminding us. By their mercy, by the dust of their lotus feet, we can remember this. Srila Lochandas Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangala, which tells many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, not revealed by Vrindavandas Thakur or Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj. He mentions an especially touching conversation Sri Gaur Sundara had with Vishnu Priya Devi Mata. You know what Vishnu Priya Mata said? Please repeat after me, all of you. Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga. Everybody louder. Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Bhajo Gaurangira Naam Re. Bhajo, Bhajo Gaurangira Naam Re. Je Jan Gauranga Bole, Je Jan. Louder, louder, everyone. Je Jan Gauranga Bole, Je Jan. Sey Amar Pran Re. This Mother Vishnu Priya is saying. She is not, you know, accusing, oh, I was so young and he left me, took sannyas and this and that, you know. Like I met one Mataji in ISKCON. Her husband is a sannyasi. So she is always after him, you know. Indian body. So, I said, Mataji, why you are after him? He didn't do anything for us. He didn't do anything for us. I said, leave him alone. No, he is sannyasi. So, wherever he will go, this Mataji is following, you know. Wherever she go, she will also go there. So, this is the material world. He must have done something for his family, but family is never satisfied. Mother Vishnu Priya was only 16 years old when the Supreme Lord was 24 years old. When he took sannyas. And what she is saying? Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Bhajo Gaurangera Namare, Je Jana Gauranga Bole, Sey Amara Pranare. Anyone who can utter the name of Gauranga, he is my life and soul. You worship Gauranga. Take the name of Gauranga. Kaho, say the name of Gauranga. Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga. Bhajo Gauranga, worship Gauranga. Kaho Gauranga, Lao Gauranga, Bhajo Gaurangera Namare, Je Jan Gauranga Bole, Sey Amara Pran Re. Mother Vishnu Priya's life was wonderful. She performed so much austerity. This is the real, actually, life. Great lesson to learn from Mother Vishnu Priya. We must pray to her lotus feet to bless us so that we can also love Lord Gauranga. So, Mother Vishnu Priya's name came here. So, he has Srila Lotandas in Chaitanya Mangal, he has a touching conversation with Vishnupriya of Lord Gaurasundara. The night before he took sannyas, when he took sannyas. Being a talented musician, he used to sing very nice. Srila Lotandas Thakur. Srila Lotandas Thakur told Mahaprabhu's pastime in beautiful poetry. He used to sing a beautiful pastime in poetry of Lord Gaurahari. Filled with fire and rhythm. Common people could easily understand the divine character of Sri Chaitanya and awaken their religious feelings. We need to awaken our religious feelings actually. They are at dormant, they are sleeping. But by the mercy of Srila Lotandas Thakur and his Lord Gaurasundara, we can awaken of religious feelings. As devotees regularly chant the Vedic epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gaudiya Vaishnavas still wander through Bengal reciting the Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangal is so beautiful. Gaudiya Vaishnav, they like many chant Ramayana and Mahabharata. Gaudiya Vaishnav chant the Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangala is very beautiful. Srila Lotandas Thakur also wrote many songs praising Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Gauridas Pandit. Srila Lotandas stresses that Raganuga Bhaktas must take shelter of Gadadhar Vrindavaneshwari to attain Radha Govinda Prema Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti, you must take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. This is another point and lesson to learn from the life of Srila Lotandas Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to print and distribute Srila Lotandas Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Mangal. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of his bhajans. He likes Srila Lotandas Thakur's bhajan, our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. While singing Paramakaruna, Srila Prabhupada would plunge into the ocean of Gauranga Prem. Srila Prabhupada was full of Gauranga Prem. I have seen, I don't know which year was this, Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada, so many devotees from all over the world were sitting. Prabhupada was speaking. He said, all of you have come from 10,000 miles. This is simply by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he uttered the name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then he couldn't speak further. His throat was choked, you know. Then our God brother, another God brother, spoke. Prabhupada didn't say anything. So Srila Prabhupada was full of Gauranga Prem. That's why he gave the Gauranga Prem to the whole world. Srila Prabhupada wrote an extensive commentary on this bhajan. Very nice commentary. Bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nitai sudrid vishwas kari. Srila Lotandas Thakur asks everyone, my dear brother, just worship Lord Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda with firm faith and conviction. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. Desired goal is Krishna Prem. Definitely it will lead. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. Srila Lottandas Thakur Maharaj ki. We have so much more time, past time of Srila Lottandas Thakur from the internet. So this I will read myself because time is not much. We have to finish in time today. There is a meeting in East Goshti. So we will come to little the pastime of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ki. Just recently I was in Jagannath Puri and had a darshan of Lord Jagannath from very close, very nice, you know. Beautiful darshan of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra Mata. Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. Jagannath. Actually, this beautiful form of Lord Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra, what is this form? Why the Lord is, there's no hands, no legs, eyes are wide open. Why? Mother Subhadra has no hands, no legs. Why? Why like this? When Lord Sri Krishna was in Dwarka pastime, then Mother Rohini was asked this question by Mother Rukmini and other queens of Dwarka, that you were with the Lord in Vrindavan. Please tell us something about Vrindavan pastime. That time, Mother Rohini said, you know, I cannot tell before Subhadra is here, so send her out. So Mother Subhadra was told, you stay outside and make sure nobody comes in. So Mother Subhadra sitting at the door, her two brother, transcendental personalities, Lord Balram, Lord Krishna came. They wanted to go in. Mother Subhadra said, no, you're not allowed to go in. So now three are sitting there. And they were able to hear what's happening. But Vrindavan pastime is so glorious, so beautiful. These two brothers and one sister, they were hearing. When they were hearing this Vrindavan pastime, you know what happened? The eyes became wide open. Their limbs went inside. That time they assumed these forms which we see them. These forms of Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra Mata, form of love and devotion, bhakti, Vrindavan Bhav. So when Lord was in this situation, Naraji came. Lord saw, Naraji saw the Lord. He paid his obeisances. He said, my Lord, I want one benediction from you. What benediction you want? My Lord, you will bless the people of Kali Yuga. This is the devotees, you know. Devotees are always thinking of others, you know. Like Prabhupada was thinking of the whole world, Srila Naraji is also thinking of the people of, we fallen people of Kali Yuga. You will bless the people of Kali Yuga in this form. Lord said, so be it. So this form of Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, is a mood of Vrindavan. Lord is going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan so ban nahi nand gaon sugam bansi bat so bat nahi Krishna naam sona. There's no forest like Vrindavan. Vrindavan so ban nahi nand gaon sugam. There's no village like nand gaon bansi bat. Bansi bat. May Lord perform his beauty. Bansi bat so bat nahi. Krishna naam so naam. There's no name equal to the name of Krishna. So Lord, blessed, you know. Actually, this is a form of emotion and devotion, bhakti. Lord Jagannath is bestowing his sidelong glance to the Bhui people of Kali Yuga to bless us. This devotion is there in our heart. Emotions are there. But I have no devotion. I am full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego. My emotions are covered with this, with my lusty desires. No devotion, no emotion. Then only commotion, problem. Then no promotion to the spiritual world. No devotion, no emotion, only commotion and no promotion. So, by the mercy of Shri Lotandas Thakur, we pray at his lotus feet that he gives us Gaurang Prem, because he was filled with Gaurang Prem, very merciful. Filled with Gaurang Prem, we pray at his lotus feet that gives us the Gaurang Prem. These devotees can give you, know, like Shri Rotam Das Thakur is singing, Krishna se tomar, Krishna de te paro, tomar shakati ache, amito kangal, Krishna Krishna bali, dhai taba pache pache. Krishna is yours. And if you like, you can give to me also. Yeah. I am just a kangal. I am nothing actually. I am just crying and following your lotus feet.